This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. We finally made it to fall.
I started to say that we have finally made it to fall for real. I mean, now from now on, it's going to be a little cool out.
Yeah. Some would say we finally went from summer straight into winter.
That's right. I think we did go direct into winter.
Yeah.
You know, when you get up and it's 50-something degrees, it's got to be winter.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I think Indian summer is over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I think, is there like, do we have different summers out here? Do we have like a blackberry summer or anything like that? I know we did in Nashville. But
I've never heard of blackberry summer. Just Indian summer is all I've ever heard about.
Well, then it might just be hot and hotter.
That's right. But I think it's colder and colder now.
Yeah, and it's only a few weeks until Thanksgiving. So
I mean, we're right into the holidays, aren't we?
Yeah, it's here.
And what is so funny is this year on Halloween, it wasn't cold.
No, it was like the warmest Halloween ever.
Yes, it's usually, you know, cold on Halloween. No, it was really warm.
Yeah.
I think the kids really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it's different. Usually you plan your Halloween costume and you have to put like a coat underneath it. And this year you probably had to put ice packs underneath it.
That's right. No coats this year. That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange.
And, of course, you know, everybody has fall festivals for the kids. The schools, I don't know, public schools, but I know the private schools had a great time. You know, they had these really cool Halloween parties, you know, really cool. The kids had a good time.
Those are always fun.
Well, yeah, they had the green slime for them, you know.
I mean, oh, who doesn't love green slime?
I know. And, you know, in the kindergarten class that my little granddaughter goes to, they had the green slime. The boys were just barely putting their fingers in. Mine, Ray Lynn, she just goes down and grabs it up, you know. She showed the boys how to do it.
So she's not afraid of the green slime.
No, she was not afraid of green slime.
Oh, that's fantastic. Special memories right there.
That's right. And you know what is really funny? In private school, they have all these colors. If you talk, you know, you get one color. If you're good that day, you get another. And the other day, purple's the best. Uh-huh. And Ray Lynn finally came home with purple. And I said, oh, Ray Lynn, that's wonderful. She said, I did it 2 whole days. For her, 2 days was a miracle, you know?
She's on a roll.
She was on a roll 2 whole days to get purple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but she said, yesterday they all got green. That was not good.
Oh, no. No,
I believe everybody talked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's doing well in Mandarin Chinese.
Is she really?
Yes, so that's a good thing.
I didn't know she was taking Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, she's taking Mandarin Chinese and Spanish.
Now that's hard to do.
That's right, it is hard to do. But she's taking both this year.
Wow. How old is she?
5.
She's 5 and learning Mandarin Chinese?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, and Spanish.
And Spanish.
And English.
Well, I hope she knows English already, but it's going to be an interesting year.
Wow, my goodness.
Yes, and they have a Lego class that is a pre-engineering class.
Are you serious?
That's what they said. I fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. I go, Legos is now pre-engineering? Yes, pre-engineering for 5-year-olds.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, are kids going to be smart or not?
Apparently so, because we didn't have this when I was 5.
No, I don't remember ever hearing about Mandarin Chinese in America.
We were lucky to get through math.
That's right. But it's a whole new world out there.
I guess so.
Yeah, kids have to learn all kinds of things.
Well, they say when you learn it early, it becomes almost not even a second language. It just becomes second nature, and you don't even realize.
Do you know how they teach it? Huh. They teach it by song.
Do they?
That's how they teach little ones the language.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's quite brilliant.
It is. I mean, I wondered how they were going to do it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, how in the heck do you teach them, you know? You teach it in song.
Wow.
Yes.
Smart thinking.
It is. It's a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, how do you do that?
I wish I had learned multiple languages when I was younger.
You know, everybody does once they get grown. And the parents at the time don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, that it would really help their children to start the different languages. It's a bilingual world.
Yeah.
And people are going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. So, anyway, I think it's wonderful that they're teaching these little kids.
This. Yeah. I'm just blown away that they're teaching five-year-olds Mandarin Chinese. That's a difficult language.
It's very difficult. And to learn it, I think the songs is the only way you would get it.
Yeah.
You know, at that age.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, recognizing the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Congratulations to her for doing so well.
I think so, too. I'm very proud of her.
You should be, yeah.
Yeah. And I always ask, well, who did you play with today? It's usually little boys because they're more daring.
Uh-huh.
And she likes daring pretty well.
Does she talk to the boys in Mandarin Chinese?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. But I do know that she said one day that she needs this little boy. And I said, well, what is it you need? She said, I need him to show me how to climb a tree.
She can speak three languages at age five, and she needs somebody to show her how to climb a tree.
That's right. She said it was a little difficult.
Oh, that's great.
So she wanted to be sure she could do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, me.
Wow.
Thank God for little children.
Yeah, right? Really. Wow. It keeps us young.
It does. Just knowing them helps a lot, you know,
yeah.
Because they're so active.
Yeah, they are. Oh, their energy is contagious.
It is. And in order to keep up with them, we've got to be on the ball.
Yeah. It's no nap time for us.
No. We would like it, but we don't have time.
Yeah, some children will get away from us before we even know it.
That's exactly right. Well, we better give out the phone number.
We need to, yes.
The phone number is 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. Right next to Ivy Cottage.
And obviously the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. This is all about retiring comfortably and safely.
That's right. And in order to do that, you have to sometimes make a change.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to say, I can't keep it all in mutual funds.
Yep.
You know, because the ups and downs of the stock market is pretty severe this year.
Yeah.
And I've had people come to me and they say, Faye, I had all this money in the stock market, but I didn't make any money.
Yep.
It's because the stock market's been volatile all year. You know, January and February especially was volatile. And it's still volatile. And, of course, now it's because of everything they're hearing on the radio, on television, you know, about, well,
like the
Al-Qaeda,
election.
The election is very volatile. We've got criminal probes going on. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, they're reacting to that.
Sure.
And now they think we might have a tax next week. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They were saying this morning, or yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, that we might have a tax in Texas and New York on Monday.
Really? A tax for what? What?
Well, the criminals, Al-Qaeda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So they have, like, specific dates?
They do have specific dates.
Wow.
And our intelligence community was reporting that this might could happen.
I didn't know that. And I guess you don't think, you know, about, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these different groups. And you don't think about how those things can even affect the stock market, which affects your money.
That's exactly right. It does affect your money. So, you know, it's what makes the stock market react.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do does not have a reaction.
Right. When you we're talking about investing in life insurance policies.
That's
especially.
Right.
And this is completely separate from the stock market.
It is.
Has nothing to
God.
Do with it whatsoever.
When they invest in this, they know it's just a life insurance policy they're investing in. They know that the return is decided before they ever buy the policy.
Yeah.
You know, lately we've done a lot of just single policies, you know, small ones, 200,000, 100,000. We had a whole bunch of those come in, and they were all short term. So when you have those, you know what you're going to make in advance. It's not going to change during the during that 18 or 24 months. You know in advance everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You need to know what life insurance company issued that policy. You know what's wrong with that person, if it's breast cancer, if it's colon cancer, whatever. You know there's a definite time period that we think they will pass away. You get paid when they mature. You know, when that policy has expired and the person has expired, you get paid every time. So it's a big difference than investing in the stock market. When you invest in the stock market every day at midnight, you've got to jump up and look. See, how much did I lose today or how much did I make today?
Yeah.
And it's very seldom is it positive lately. So there is a big difference investing. It's a safer way, I think. There's risk, but there's risk when you get up every morning.
Sure.
The risks are it could go over. If it goes over, you have to pay the premium. It's not liquid during the time that's invested. And people need to know that. If they decide, oh, I'm going to go out here and invest in something wild, they can't take it out of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to take it out of something else because during that period, it's in a life policy.
Yeah.
So your money is tied up for 24 months or 18 months or whatever that policy is.
Yeah.
So people that come to us, they're looking to see how much can we make before we retire?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get our retirement on stream? And a lot of them need to pretty bad. Last week, I had that couple come to me. They'd lost $300,000.
Wow.
And they're going to retire in 2 years.
This is in the stock market they lost.
It is, uh-huh. So what they said to me is, we're going to move out to Arizona when we retire because we can live so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's got to be a town in Texas you can live that cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, move all the way to Arizona for a cheap house? I mean, I just don't get it because I know their house here, the taxes are $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we have small towns in Texas.
Yeah.
We really do. That living is very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And you could move there.
And plenty of wide open space, too.
We really do. So I don't think you have to go quite that far.
Yeah.
I think you can make it right here in Texas.
Sure.
But it's people that have lost money in the stock market. They don't think they're going to have time to recover it before they retire.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to come to us. They consult us about what can we do? How can I change my portfolio? Well, that's what they need to do. Take this out of the stock market and put it in a life policy and do it that way.
So how does the process work? Take me from how you find the policies to how people get involved.
Well, we have brokers, licensed brokers that come to us and they bring us these policies. They say, here's five policies that we want you to bid on. We bid on these policies. If we get them, then we put them out to our clients. And we have to bid them really hard because there's three or four people that are bidding against us.
So you have to be really aggressive, but you have to make sure that you're bidding on quality policies here, too.
Oh, heck yeah. We turn down a lot. There's policies every week that we turn down.
That you don't even bid on?
No, we do not bid them. If there's 36 months or more, we're not going to bid on those.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are not sick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not sick, why would we buy your policy?
Right.
You may think you're sick, but you're not that sick. It's got to be a terminal cancer policy. You know, if you're not terminally ill, we don't want it. If it's just stage two, I don't want it. Now, we've found some cancers lately that are only stage three. That's as far as they go.
Such as?
Well, it's one that it's a new kind of brain cancer that we'd never heard of.
Really?
And yes, and it doesn't even go to stage four. It just goes to stage three.
Oh, wow.
So every once in a while, and I didn't even know that. I've always thought everything has stage four, but it doesn't. There's two or three kinds that do have stage three.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. But the policies that we buy are terminal. They've done everything they can do, and there's nothing else they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of policies we want for our clients, where they can make 1% a month, because that's what we usually make, 1% a month for them. And that's 12% a year. I don't know if anybody's doing better than that right now.
No, certainly not in the stock market.
No. And absolutely what you're going to get at the end of the term.
Mm-hmm.
And that's much better, I think, than the gamble.
Sure. It's just really a waiting game until the policy matures.
That's right. And, you know, we've had, what did I tell you, 16 policies come due this year have matured.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. So, and a lot of these is just now going into the bank. They've just now sent us a check, and the checks are going into the bank this week. Yesterday and Monday, they'll be in their account.
And it's a fairly quick turnaround from the time the policy expires.
I think it is 6 to 8 weeks.
That's incredible.
I think it is, too. And the insurance companies pay well. They don't haggle with you. They don't try to discount it. You know, that's the best of all worlds.
And when you look at these policies ahead of time, when they come to you, the brokers come to you, they've got these policies, and they say, okay, we've got 5 policies we want you to bid on. Before you bid on them, you go through them with a fine-tooth comb. You look for certain things. You look at page 14. You look at, you know, what kind of treatments they've had and all these things.
That's exactly right, because we have to know all this. We have to know how much chemo they've had, whether they've had radiation. Have they given up? Are they seeking alternate treatments? That's the ones that you really worry about. The ones that say, oh, no, we're going to Mexico. We're going to get all this. It doesn't work, folks. You've got to stick with tried and true chemo and radiation.
I know I personally have never known anybody who has had an alternate treatment and had it work.
I've never known it either.
It's really just an act of desperation.
It is. They're desperate. A lot of women say, I don't want to lose all my hair. There's only certain kinds of chemo they're going to lose all their hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it is a deadly disease. There's no getting around it. And the only thing you can do is do the best you can. And then these people need the cash.
Yeah.
That's why they come to us. If they didn't need the cash, they wouldn't come to us. A lot of executives get cancer, just like ordinary people. And they come to us and say, I need to settle my estate. You know, I know I'm not going to be here long. Let's settle up.
Mm-hmm.
So we buy a lot of big policies as well as the small ones.
And the reason they do that is because they want to make sure all their affairs are in order so that there's no fighting, there's no bickering. Everything gets lined up and executed exactly the way they want
That's
it to.
That's exactly right, because they don't want the heirs fighting over this money.
Right.
They want it settled and settled amicably before they leave.
So you get these policies by honest means. It's folks that need to sell it. Nobody's taking anything away from them. This is a conscious choice that they make after weighing their options. It's an educated decision on their part.
It is. In other words, they have made this decision. This is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to us. We're going to bid on those policies. If we get them, then we immediately turn it to our clients and say, okay, here's what we have. We send them the life expectancy. We want them to know everything we know. And we always give them every fact and every figure. And they can make an educated guess if they want to go in that policy. Of course, I want them to if I've already bought it. You know that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you have it available to invest in, obviously you've gone through it in 15, 16 years of experience. You know what a good policy is at this point.
We know what's a good policy. And as you know, we made a lot of mistakes when we started, as we both know. But we're past all that now.
Yeah. So you know the things to look for. You know the types of cancer. You know the treatments. You know you go through page 14. What kind of information can folks find on page 14?
Okay, it's going to tell them who the person is, what their age is, and their age is important too. You look at a person 60 years old, and you know they've got a bad cancer, and they're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
We try not to do anybody over 70, for obvious reasons. The premium is the biggest.
Yeah.
If it has a high premium, we've got to stay away from it. So when we look at this policy, we go, what is the premium? Who is the life insurance company? What is their rating? All that's on page 14. Tells us the rating of that policy. It tells us who they are, how old they are, what kind of cancer they have, and how many months it is, and what the premium that we've already escrowed for, and if it goes over, what the premium will be.
Yeah.
So we've got all the facts right there. Then they sign off on it and send it back to us, and that goes in their policy.
So then once somebody gets to that point, they send it back, they're in the policy, they've invested, then there's no need to do anything. No need to get up at 3 a.m. and check anything.
No, you don't have to check anything. Everything is secure at that point.
You just hang out and wait.
That's right. And remember, this contract, a copy of it goes to the bank. We get a copy, and the client gets a copy. The bank knows everything about each thing because they are the escrow agent.
Mm-hmm.
They're the one that does the payout to the client. That's what makes it safe, is we don't touch the money. It goes to the bank. The bank does the payout, and we just give them the instructions.
Nobody ever writes Faye Bagby a check.
No, never.
And that's for their own protection.
It is. We never put client money in any of our accounts.
Because some people may or may not realize that you go to some other type of broker and they can really do anything they want to.
They can. Even life settlement companies can do whatever they want to do if they're not escrowing the money.
Mm-hmm.
So all money needs to be escrowed at all times.
So people, they invest. They can check online if they want to, but they're not up all night. And it's very freeing. It's very relaxing.
Well, yes, because, you know, like at the end of the year, if you have a custodial account rather than an IRA and you've had income that year, it tells you how much income you had, and so you know how much you have to tell your accountant about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got IRAs, it's all tax-deferred until 70 and a half when you have to start taking it out. We have a lot of people this year that are going to have to take some money out.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. So this is not something where people can use as a paycheck. It's there for the duration of the policy until it matures. So this is not spending money. This is not something I'm going to put a little bit in and then next month I'm going to take a little out and put back in.
If they're doing that, they're not with us.
Yeah, this is not the type of thing.
And you're probably not a qualified investor if you're doing things like that. Somebody wanted to put the other day $600 a month in. I go, what are you talking about?
No,
we cannot do that. I'm sorry.
No, the minimum is what?
$100,000.
$100,000.
I had a man call this week, told me about all the assets he had. Assets here, had assets there. When he came right down to it, he said, could I just put $40,000? I said, absolutely no.
No.
If you don't have but $40,000, this is not the right investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to need to take it out the next month. And that you cannot do that, and we're not interested in that type of investment.
And I'm sure the minimum is $100,000 for a specific reason.
That's right. Because we want people who are qualified, who are sophisticated investors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want them to have other money. They have to have emergency money if they're with us. They probably have a 401k if they're with us. They probably have IRAs if they're with us. And they're not just saying, I've got $50,000 and I'd like to put it in. No.
Yeah. If you've got somebody that comes into to meet with you and they're, well, I think I can come up with, those are red flag words.
It's a red flag right then, and we're not going to do it.
So what are the minimum requirements?
Minimum requirements, you need to have income of $200,000 a year.
Okay.
You need to have a net worth of $1 million.
This is for a single person?
This is for if it's a man or a woman, your income has to either be $200,000 or you have to have a net worth of $1 million.
Okay.
And that's without your house. You know, you cannot count your house in Texas. This is a homestead state.
Oh, wow.
So you cannot count that.
Okay.
So those things are out. But you can count your oil and gas leases. You can count oil and gas income, your cattle, your ranching activities, all things like that. And a lot of people don't even think about their 401k.
That's right. It sits over there and they forget about it.
They forget and they'll be adding this up. And I'll say, well, what about you? Oh, well, yeah, I've got $400,000 in my 401k.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of times you can take money out of your 401k and roll it over to us if it's vested. If it's not vested, a lot of times they say not until you die or leave us.
Now, what if it's a couple? If a married couple comes in, how do the requirements change?
You need to have $300,000 in income.
Okay.
The million stays the same.
All right.
Okay. And that's for, as I said, accredited investors.
All right.
If you're accredited, you've already got all that and you're not even going to worry about it. You're just going to put money with us and go.
And so assets for both count?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And like the wife's income, your income, she may have separate assets. Lots of times we have people that have already inherited another IRA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that inherited IRA counts too.
All right. So what kind of documents? If somebody just wanted to come in, I'm sure they need to gather up something. If they're serious, I mean, if they just want to come in and talk, they can just come in and talk. That's fine.
Right. But if they're going to come in and they're going to show us what they have, they have to prove that they do have these assets.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them have got a stock brokerage account they'll show us, or it's an IRA they're going to show us that. And maybe they have both.
Mm-hmm.
And they may say, well, I have an IRA over here. I have a 401 over here. And then I've got CDs over here.
Okay.
So, you know, they're going to show us all that.
All right. The phone number once again, let's go ahead and give that out.
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 800-333-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. And if you think, oh my goodness, I missed that, what did you say? You can go back and listen to archived shows on the website. There's all kinds of information. There's testimonials on there. There's case studies. And that's another thing I want to bring up is testimonials. A lot of your clientele comes from people who have been doing business with you for a long time and have recommended this to other people. And there's really no better stamp of approval or recommendation than something like that.
That's right. And we're recommended every week. By our clients. Our clients recommend us to so many people. When they come in, they'll say, you know, Joe or Jerry or, you know, somebody recommended us.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. So almost all of our people come by recommendation.
That's fantastic.
So every week, you know, the people that come to us, you know, if they're scared, they'll come in and say, I just want some information.
Yeah. And that's okay. People can come in and they can just sit down and talk. And that happens a lot. Maybe the husband will come in.
They come in. The husband comes in and talks to me, then goes home and talks to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is. And I always tell him, now go home and talk to your wife. And then you bring her back and we'll talk.
And that's fine. Because there's no, it's not a pressure thing. It's not, yo, if, as soon as we get you in the door, you're our prisoner. We got
no,
you.
No.
Signing, you know, that doesn't happen at all. A lot of times one person will come in, they'll get some information. They'll go home, they'll explain it to their spouse. They'll leave some things out. Spouse will have some questions. They don't really have the answers. Maybe they have the wrong answers, and so everybody comes. Because we're talking about investing a lot of money.
We are. But let me tell you, another thing happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start to leave, and then they'll know somebody up front. Somebody will be sitting there, and they'll say, oh, well, there's so-and-so. I know him. And they'll sit there and talk. And I think that helps them a lot, too.
Sure.
Because they always know somebody.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring their wife back.
When people are comfortable, it makes it for a much better experience.
It does. And our people... They know so many of the other people.
Yeah.
It is an amazing thing. And we have two or three people going to retire in December.
Really?
They've made enough money they can retire.
This has been pretty much a record, almost record year for you, hasn't it?
It's not been as much of a record as 15, but it's still a record year.
It's been a fantastic year. So if people have been on the fence, they've been thinking about this, they're going into the holiday season, looking at their portfolio and things are down, this is really the time to get up and do something about it.
I think so, because don't put it off.
Yeah.
In other words, if you need your money to safety and you're at an age where you're going to retire in 3 or 4 years, you better get on the ball.
Yeah.
And see how much money you're going to really need. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you've got $150,000, honey, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Because you don't have enough to even think about retiring.
No.
And you'll be working the rest of your life.
Exactly.
But,
they'll
if
realize.
You've got 300, 400, it's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make that in 6 or 7 years, you know, double it. And that's what they're going to need.
So is there a point where it's almost too late to get started?
Well, I think if you're 75 years old and you don't have it, hon, I think it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
so
mean,
it's obviously never too early.
It's never too early. But if you've already retired and you've got $200,000, you're not going to have enough.
No.
I don't know what you're going to do.
It's going to that account is going to start bleeding and there's
really
nothing
will.
Coming in.
That's right. And you don't have enough coming in.
Exactly. So this is the time to go ahead and do something about it. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And again, we're next to Ivy Cottage at 3105 Big Spring.
It's your favorite place, right?
My
there.
Favorite place. And I want every lady to shop there. Help those girls out.
They must love you.
They should.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and you always bring something, and you always fascinate me because it's something I usually know nothing about.
Okay. Who was the first woman who ran for president?
I'm going to say, what was her name? I can see her face. I don't know. Tell me.
Gracie Allen.
Not what I was going to guess.
Well, you remember when Gracie Allen and George Burns was on the radio years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
As one of their skits, they had her running for president. She ran on the surprise ticket.
Oh, really?
It's one of the funniest shows I have ever heard in my life. She got everybody on the train, and they went out to Arizona for her convention.
Mm-hmm.
And George was a campaign manager, and he was pulling out his hair. And you know who was running for president at that time? Was Roosevelt was running for a third term.
Really?
Do you realize that back then you could run for more than two terms?
I didn't know that.
We did not have term limits in the 40s.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I just thought, I knew George Washington was president for several terms, but I thought right after that is when they changed the law.
No, it wasn't. So Roosevelt was running when this skit was going. And you know, there was even some people who wrote in her name for president.
Really?
Yes, it was that funny. But the lady I really wanted to talk about today was Nell Delaney.
Nell Delaney.
Nell Delaney, a true Texas woman. In the 90s, her husband was Speaker of the House here in Texas.
Really?
And he was Speaker of the House for five terms. They were from Hale Center, little old town up here between Lubbock and Amarillo.
Okay.
Well thought of family, very great family. She was known as the First Lady of Texas because everything she did. In the 90s, when her husband became Speaker, she remodeled the Capitol.
Really?
She was in charge of the preservation of our Capitol. She became so well known, everybody all over the state knew her and loved her. She has just recently passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, she just passed away in August of cancer. And people from around the state, everybody sent in these reports, how much they loved her, what all she had done while they were there, you know, running in the legislature, things she had done. Well, she loves our state so much. One of the greatest things, other than redoing the Capitol, she started a Christmas ornament program.
Really?
And a lot of people don't know this. This is the 13th year of the Texas Christmas Ornaments, Make Texas Beautiful. And she designed all these every year.
Wow.
I mean, she took her personal time and effort to do this. And every year, she would start a year early
mm-hmm.
on these ornaments. And she would design them. And the fact, she would spend hours handling all the details. She would do the design, the color, the scheme. All these things were in place. And then she'd work on marketing. She'd go to all the newspapers saying, I've got to have free ads. She would talk them into it. Then she'd do radio. She'd do television. And since 2004, she lined up various retailers in and around Hale Center. Said, now you've got to carry these Christmas ornaments. It's for the state, beautification. And they would do it. And so this is a 13th year, but her word of mouth, campaign remains invaluable for Texas.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful every year. And what she would do, if somebody ordered a lot of them, she would drive all the way across the state and deliver them to keep them from paying tax on it.
Or
shipping costs. Now, this is a remarkable lady. So she would transport the ornaments from Austin anywhere in the state for people. She even missed some of her holidays some of the years to get all this done on time.
Really?
Yes. And she designed 35 different ornaments in her lifetime. And she supplied them to a dozen Texas entities to make Texas beautiful. They said her dedication to the state is above all the ladies of Texas.
Wow.
The things she has done. So they're not only a beautiful work of art, they are to help Texas, beautify Texas. This year's ornament, this is the 13th ornament, and it's got the official state shrubs, the crepe myrtle and the Texas purple sage on these ornaments.
Beautiful.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that the crepe myrtle is the state shrub for Texas.
I didn't know that.
Yes. In 2005, we had this botanist. He came along. He said, I would like to see this purple sage rather than the crepe myrtle. They told him, no, that isn't going to happen. They said it's appropriate. We'll do an official native shrub, but crepe myrtle is going to stay, you know, the state deal. But the one this year is so beautiful. It has all the crepe myrtles and the Texas sage on it. And they're about $19. But I think it's a wonderful thing. It's Keep Texas Beautiful every year, and these are sold. And because of Nell Delaney and all the work she put in all these years, not only beautifying the state capitol, which she did, got it redone where it was beautiful. They said she loved Texas so much, there wasn't anything she wouldn't do for her state.
Yeah. She sounds like a fascinating lady.
She's a fascinating lady. Her husband was Pete Laney, and he was elected Speaker of the House of Representatives five times.
Five times.
Five times. So they were a very popular couple. They were very close friends of our former President George Bush and Laura Bush.
Really?
Yes. And they said that the Texas Tech University is so proud that they are alumni and that they will never be forgotten there because they've done so much for Texas Tech University in Lubbock.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people went to school with Nell Delaney. So they had very fond memories of her. And one guy said his grandmother was talking about her, said, well, if she's in Hale Center, she's doing something to help somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So she was a great lady, did so much for Texas, and she just recently passed away. And that's why I wanted to do that story of her, because everybody knows what a great lady she was and all the things she did, you know, to make Texas beautiful and to make our capital beautiful. Yeah. When her husband was Speaker of the House.
That's great.
So how many people would have designed an ornament? 35 of them she designed.
That's incredible. That's a lot of talent. That's a lot of creative talent.
It is. And a lot of people wanted her to autograph them, and she would personally autograph the ornaments if they asked her to.
Really?
She did. And so her family, I know, is very proud of her, and I know the state is very proud of her.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a story of a great lady.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how she took the whole idea, came up with it, and then did everything. Did the design, the marketing, traveled around.
Manufactured, did everything. And then, at her expense, she'd deliver them anywhere in the state.
That's incredible.
It really is incredible that she did all this.
Not many people would do that.
No. Most people would not devote all their time. They said she missed vacations even for this.
Wow.
With her family to help get those done. And then she would go to the people in Hale Center and said, okay, retailers, you need to carry these ornaments for the state.
And they'd say, yes, ma'am.
They would. And then she'd say, I need free ads. Yes, ma'am, we'll do it.
No questions asked.
And all these people had fond memories of them when they were down there because she had did so much for the capital preservation and beautification.
Yeah.
So a lot of I don't hear that many reports on a lot of the others' wives.
No, I don't. I don't either.
I don't. And her... she's very much loved.
Fantastic. Very beloved woman.
Yes.
In the history of the state of Texas.
That's right.
That's great. I love that. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Let's do that phone number one more time.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
So when it comes to investing, you want to make sure that you grow your money. You want to make sure that you can retire safely. What are some of the things that people need to do to get the ball rolling?
Well, when they come see us, they need to give us the information they have. Mm-hmm. And I'm always going to ask them, what are you making now? Well, lots of times that's not a good story.
Yeah.
You know, they're not making that much. I had some people bring me some annuities, mm-hmm. and their annuities weren't making anything. And you know, and they wanted out of them. And if you've got an annuity and it's went 4 years and hadn't made any money, it's time to make a change.
Yeah, enough is enough.
That's right. Now, if your annuities are doing good, that's a good place for them.
Sure.
But if they're not making any money, don't stay with it. It's like staying in the stock market when you're not making any money.
Right.
You know, let's stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, do something that you know is not only safe, but that you know what you're going to make.
Now, I know that people are sitting thinking, okay, I've heard this, you know, many, many times. I listen every Saturday morning at 10 on 97 Gold, and I hear this, but I'm just not sure because it's unfamiliar territory.
Well, you know, they need to come in and talk to me, see if we can make them comfortable about it. If we can, we'd love to have them. You know, we want them to be informed. We want them to not be scared. I want them to come and talk to me. Go home and think it over.
Sure.
Heck, they've been listening to me for years.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more do they need?
Exactly.
And people tell me every time they come, I've been listening to you for a long time.
Really?
That's the procrastination of men. Men do procrastinate.
Yeah.
And when they come, they have lots of questions. And that's a good thing. Write your questions down where you don't forget them and bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will try to answer all of them.
So, obviously, for documents, we want to get everything together, show where all their assets are and all that.
And remember, your account will always be at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. The account with us is at the bank. The bank calls the shots for us on it. They make the premiums. When the policy matures, they send a certified death certificate. They send it to the insurance company. The insurance company sends the bank the check, and then they disperse it.
Which is a very safe way to do this. It's really how it should be done anyway.
It's the way it should be done. Not all people do it this way. And so, you know, it, not everybody does it the safe way.
So what kind of policies do you have available right now?
Okay, we have some short ones. We also have a large policy that we're finishing up. I think we'll be able to put people in probably a week. It's $5 million. So it's going to be a large one. It's a short one. It's good. And then I bought some this week that are like 24 and 18 months. So okay. We've got a lot of policies to put people in right now.
Great. And that means that probably by the end of the year, my math is wrong.
What are you saying?
I was trying to figure out by the end of the year you could get into to a policy and get your money started to grow is where I was trying to go with
sure.
That.
Yes. You've got plenty of time.
Okay.
And now's the time when we've got good policies, better than we've ever had, and now's the time to do it.
Okay. Perfect.
And, you know, if you can make 1% a month safely, I think it's a heck of a policy.
Oh, of course it is. You don't have to be up all night. Your nerves will be nice. You'll finally get some sleep.
That's exactly right. And the policies are people that are under 70 years old.
Okay.
And the premiums are good. Premiums are not very much. So I think it's a win-win situation.
What are the fees for this?
$250 a year is what the bank charges to hold your account for you.
Perfect. Your Money with Faye Bagby. Phone number one last time.
877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.